call them the sitting room or the parlor. Or the,
what would you call those today?
Then, I guess, our living rooms, I guess.
Is that all the same thing?
A living room, of course, a living room would be different from a den, I guess, but you know, they, what they call living rooms now, and let me see, they call them great rooms, don't they, something like that?
I've heard that term. I don't really know what a great room is, though.
I think it's a large room where the people usually but we have an upstairs, this old house we got right now. Mm-hmm. It's built a kind of a loft to it. That's where our grandchildren are going to stay.
Oh, yeah, they'll love that. How many grandchildren do you have?
We have two.
What ages are they?
Well, the boys is Carter is 8 and the little girl is 5. They are my son's children. My daughter does not have it. So my daughter, she's a graduate from Memphis State, and she went into nursing and got her nursing training there, and her RN. And then she worked at St. Jude Hospital there for several years. Now she's moved back up to Florence, Alabama, Sheffield, that is. And she's working in the dialysis department at the Cobb County Hospital. And then my son, he's a manager of Hibbett's Sporting Goods up there at Florence. It's a big sporting goods thing. And he got his BS in history, I think, some on business, minored in business and major in history.
In this this house that you were describing to me, that was the church. Do you remember how high the ceilings were?
Oh, they were very high. About 9 foot high, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you had talked about the fireplace, and I need to ask you the names for some various items. What do you call the part of the fireplace that comes out in front?
The hearth.
Okay. Uh huh. And the things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across.
Dog irons, I think they call them dog irons.
Okay. You mentioned the mantle. Did you ever hear that called anything else?
No, the mantelpiece. That's a mantelpiece. That's what I told them.
Okay, And what would you call the big piece of wood that you might put in the back that would burn a long time?
It'd be the backlog.
And how about little pieces of wood to start the fire?
Well, that's known as kindling wood.
Do you know the term light wood or lighter?
That's lighter, or kindling wood. It's a pine. It's a very rich, what they call rich pine. And that's what the... Now I think they use newspapers to start with most.
Yeah, I've seen them do that. What is the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
That's soot.
And what's left after the fire burns down?
Ashes, of course.
And what color are they?
Well, they're gray sometimes, according to what you're using. Sometimes it's, there might be, well, it's kind of red, according to what you put. Sometimes
Well, could they be even lighter than gray?
Yeah, they could be white, I guess, white or light than gray. Mm-hmm. Most of it's gray, though, I think. It's according to what you're burning, I guess. I don't know, but...
All right, and then just some pieces of furniture. What do you call this thing I'm sitting in?
Oh, that's a chair.
Okay. And how about something that's about twice as long as a chair or three times as long? That would be a...
Well, a couch or... You'd call them settees.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
You know any other words for that?
A davenport.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called a davenette?
Davenette, yes. I'm a davenette, a davenport, a davenette, or something like that.
Are they all the same thing?
Yeah.
Is there another common word for...